was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night falls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara-Stewart, and your other host, Lori Anderson. Folks, you can go to resurrecttherepublic.com. That's resurrecttherepublic.com. Click on that PayPal and support this broadcast, because this is just the beginning of what is, I assure you, to be some insane times. If you can understand, if you've been tuned in to the first part of this broadcast, and you can understand the depth and the relevance of the information that we're giving you, we have essentially been reporting on a national security violation of generational and epic proportions. Mm-hmm. And we have some callers on the line that have been patiently holding.
Absolutely.
I thank them for that. We do have Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, you're on.
Welcome, Chris.
Well, thank you so much, Lori and Tom.
Thank you. Hello, good brother. Good to have you.
You know, if this lady was working for the adversary, I don't think they could have done more harm if they'd been working double time to accomplish it.
Exactly. Right.
Who needs the KGB?
Well, as to Fox News reporting on it, well, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Oh, I hate to laugh because this is so serious, but how can you not? I mean, this is just, wow.
Well,
I wonder if the media, the mainstream media talking heads that are actually ex-CIA, would get concerned if they actually realized this was going on, because their information will be in there, too.
I don't know if Anderson Cooper would. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Hey, I was thinking.
I've got another one on Fox News, a blonde-headed younger fellow that's obviously an agent provocateur that's put in there to deflect and evade and to diffuse and mirror and all these other skills that Hillary Clinton employs day in and day out. So it's kind of like having Hitler on there, only a male body double with blonde hair. True blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. You know, this story should be in every newspaper, on every news broadcast across the nation. This is a serious problem. We're talking about the potential of nuclear scientists. Mm-hmm. I mean, just you name it and tag, you're it, and these people have your personal, very, very personal, very, very private information. In fact, your fingerprints. It's almost like now just about anything could happen, and who would be to blame?
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's this lady should be under a prison. She should literally be tried for treason along with everybody who should have, could have, or would have stopped this from happening all of them need to be round up. They need to be tried in a court, and they need to be lined up against the wall. Shot.
I agree.
You know, and do you notice one common pattern, whether it's IRS, ATF, no matter what scandal it is, no matter what, they keep on throwing more money at them off of our backs, and nobody gets fired, nobody goes to jail, nothing. I'm tired of that.
Lori and Tom, I used to actually have a top secret clearance with a TSSBI, top secret background investigation that I carried. It's the same one that Monica Lewinsky had. I'm sure that'll make you feel secure. However, I don't remember the questions that they asked on that particular SF-86 form, as you called it, to be quite so personal, so intimate, and so in-depth to your deepest relations to be able to get your full depth and breadth of intel from the time you were incepted.
Well, look at it this way, Chris. At least you didn't have to wipe your mouth to get it.
That's true.
Somebody and I hate to do this, guys, but I'm gonna go there because y'all opened that door. Somebody posted that they should have Monica Lewinsky become president because at least she got the job done.
And she was the rabbi's daughter.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I didn't make that up. Somebody else wrote that, but it was
brilliant.
Too funny.
Phone,
and it was clean.
Though.
And it was clean. Okay, how many of you realize this? Because we've been covering, the OPM is huge. So anybody who has ever, at this point, worked for the federal government, or even, okay, if you've worked for the post office, you know, they call that civil service. But
or NGOs, or private contractors.
Did you say civil service?
Think about this, too, and I want to put this out there. RAND Corporation.
Yes.
Overrule the posse comitatus because we've read your documents. Guess what? You have also been breached.
Hurrah!
Just want to put that out there.
Yep.
You know, and I'm sorry. Get a little irritated about this. I think we know that the de facto cannot handle electronic communications, whether it be Hillary or whether it be these other agencies. I think they should be required to own no computers. They have to go back to pencil and paper, do actual files, and a daggone typewriter. What say you?
Yeah, here.
The same way with voting machines.
That's it. It worked in the old days, and it's great for these days, and especially when you've got people
Let me give you another agency. The Federal Elections Commission employees.
Oh, God, yes. I didn't even think about that one, Tom. Every bit of it. You're right. Okay, so everybody, I want to tell you something, and we'll probably stem back to OPM a little bit. But
now you know why Hillary Clinton's been accepting money from the Saudis and the Chinese? Oh!
We didn't say that, did we? No.
I said it. I went there.
You know, well, so did Congress, so that's okay. But anyway, how many of you are aware that there is hearings going on pretty much as we speak about Ms. Clinton? Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
September the 6th, Chairman Chavez, this was put in on the Overhouse. On
Chavez.
Yes. Get that right. He's just going to have to forgive me, I swear.
Sorry, Chavi!
Anyway, in the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, I had a press release on September the 6th. He requested a review for obstruction of justice in the Clinton email case. Okay?
Oh, no wonder she collapsed.
Right! This is what this one says. It says, today, House Oversight and Government Reform Chairman Jason Chavez, sent a letter to the U.S. Attorney for District of Columbia, requesting a review of evidence that may amount to the obstruction of justice and destruction of evidence by Secretary Clinton and her employees and contractors. Chairman Chavez also sent a letter to former Secretary Clinton's IT management company, Pallet River Networks, or PRN, for information related to potential evidence destruction. Excerpts from the letters are shown below, and this is some of the quotes. It says, in reviewing those files, the committee identified a sequence of events that may amount to obstruction of justice and destruction of evidence by Secretary Clinton and her employees. And
wait. You mean when she wiped it with the cloth?
No, this is probably more referring to the hammers.
Oh, I'm sorry. She was referring to Monica Lewinsky when she was talking about that. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. So, and her employees, contractors, including her attorneys, employees of the Pallet River Networks, and employees of Clinton Executive Services Corporation. In light of this information, the department should investigate and determine whether Secretary Clinton or her employees and contractors violated statutes that prohibit destruction of records, obstruction of congressional inquiries, and concealment or cover-up of evidence material to congressional investigation. In brief, the summaries of the FBI's interviews with a PRN engineer show that within days of a conference call with Secretary Clinton's lawyers, the engineer deleted archives of Secretary Clinton's emails, despite knowing those records were covered by preservation orders and a subpoena from Congress. The sequence of events leading up to the destruction of Secretary Clinton's emails raises questions about whether Secretary Clinton, acting through her attorneys, instructed PRN to destroy records relevant to the then ongoing congressional investigations. And please, by all means, Tom, let's cover the collapse, okay?
Oh, yes.
Right. Mike, yeah. You could be a doll. Can you play video number 3?
So, I'm looking forward to
this. Mr. Cooper, A, you get huge brownie points from the committee for showing up and having the guts to actually answer questions. We're very grateful for that. I'm also very grateful for your candid nature in expressing the idea that you don't have the expertise to answer those questions as thoroughly as possible. The problem I have, again, I believe you're doing the best you can, at least based on what the testimony I've heard thus far. Here's the problem. It's you, Mr. Cooper, with no experience, no dual authentication, no encryption, up against the Chinese and the Russians. Who do you think is going to win that one? That's what scares the living daylights out of us, is because the cavalier nature in which this was set up in some of the nation's most sensitive and secure information. That's the concern. Before the gentleman yields back, I appreciate the kind comments. But let's remember, we got multiple people pleading the Fifth. Afraid of criminal wrongdoing. We also have an FBI director. One of the questions was, did you look at what Secretary Clinton said under oath? There are other equities that we have in the destruction of documents. He said he didn't look at any of that. And so that was also part of his testimony. They didn't even look at that part of it. Thus the imperative for us to do our jobs. But I do appreciate the gentleman's, appreciate him yielding it.
There you go. Yes.
Question. My understanding from my experience in courts and law, which is pretty significant, anytime they give them a grant of immunity from prosecution, they must be willing to testify fully, completely, and forthcomingly.
You're correct. And if they do not, then they lose their immunity. That is
exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
But keep in mind, hold on now, keep in mind that they could be offering testimony in classified executive session.
Well, that's true. I did listen to Chavez this morning, and I did hear him issue an immediate subpoena on the spot from his chair position to the FBI director for full disclosure of non-redacted information.
Yes.
It got pretty squirmy there, I'll tell you.
Let me tell you something, folks. I've been saying for a long time, and people have called me a bircher, and they've called me all these other things, like it was like that's a bad thing. Right. When I try and tell you that these people in our government have been not only working with, but alongside, and providing these communist nations direct aid and achieving the information that they need to achieve and how. I knew that it was happening. I knew by just being a student of history that it was going on. I just couldn't quite put my finger on exactly how it was going on. I know that there was money changing hands, but here you have it right here in a nutshell. Here is how our enemies know everything, and this is why these people continue to get large volumes of money, and also why those that are tasked with prosecuting them have failed to do so. What do they know about them?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Everything. This is why nobody's prosecuted.
Yeah. And it's a dog and pony show, because you are very right. When somebody is given the immunity from prosecution, part of that deal always is that you have to be 100% truthful. You have to answer all questions, and that gives you the immunity. If you can't take a immunity deal and then plead the fifth.
That's right. Chris, do me a favor, Chris. Stay on the line. We have another caller I do need to get to. Chris, I want you to stay on for this.
Okay.
James in Pennsylvania. James, you're on.
Welcome.
Greetings, brother and sister.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Hey, how's my transmission? Is it coming in 5x5? I'm on a cell phone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wonderful. You're clear.
10-2.
Okay. It's like, there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed.
Right?
Like, this is just, it's music to my ears when I see the exposing of the criminality, mm-hmm. the gross yep. criminality that this government, or whatever passes for government, has become.
Right.
Kleptocracy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, whoa. You know, I mean, I love Chris's his astute elucidation and words. You know, I can't compete with him. Chris does a great job. I mean,
it's all good.
As well as you two do also.
Thank you.
I mean,
I consider Chris to be an asset to this show. He
absolutely.
He gave me refuge, and he gave me aid when I was at Bundy. Yeah. And we shared some time, some experiences together, and spoke with some people together. And we avoided prosecution together. And you know, by the grace of God, by the grace of God Almighty. But anyway, I consider Chris almost to be like, you know, a part of this show. really do.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like, you know, when the chips are down, we should all be able to, by the grace of God, come through for one another.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, we got James there and the rest of you and the listeners. You remember that Loretta Lynch and James Tomey have a long history of mutual shared negotiated pretrial settlements and close prosecution agreements. And therefore, there was no way they could have possibly been competent witnesses because they were abjectly conflicted and bonded at the hip.
Yeah, I even hear the cockatoo laughing in the background.
And, you know, Comey was also involved with Whitewater, wasn't he? If I'm not mistaken, and I know he was, HSBC, and so was Loretta Lynch, yep.
Yeah.
And of course, connected with the Clinton Foundation and Clinton as well. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of too much familiarity over there in that big old place in D.C. that's supposed to stay in their 10-mile square and doesn't.
We've been bushwhacked. Bush is the bush and Clinton is the whacked.
That was pretty good, Tom. That was pretty good, Tom.
I'm sorry.
So, James, what do you think about this OPM breach? Because we haven't heard from you about that one.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Is James still with us?
Are you still there, James?
I was just trying to pipe down my little Piper bird
No, don't you worry about that bird. That's almost. She can be our mascot.
No, the bird can be the whistleblower.
The whistleblower.
Well, her name is Piper. You know, she kind of pipes up when she needs it.
Excellent.
I miss my brother Michael Collins Piper. He and I used to converse on a regular basis. You know, I did with Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman and I had a good rapport. You know, I was one of his most astute listeners to the program. But, you know, it's like, you know, I try to stay in tune and in touch with reality, you know, as much as possible. And, you know, I mean, it's getting down right now in my, you know, studied opinion. There's, you know, things are coming to a head, okay, in more ways than one.
There we go with Monica Lewinsky again.
Yeah, right. Well,
I'm sorry.
That was so wrong.
I'm sorry.
Spit it out. She didn't swallow it. She spit it out on the blue dust. You know?
Oh.
But I'm bum.
Evidence gathering.
Okay, so I have a question. I have some good news. Should I break the good news?
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second. We gotta make sure we don't have James. Would you like to get any other comments before we move forward?
Go ahead and continue with the presentation. Because
all right, brother.
If you want, stay on the line.
No. He's got the bird in the background. I want to hear this.
Okay.
But that's okay. That's okay. Feel free to call in with the bird chiming anytime, though, brother.
Hey, we like our whistleblowers.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We do love our whistleblowers.
All right, James. Thank you for calling, brother.
Thank you.
When she hears my voice in this tone, she tends to sound off.
It's all good.
It's fine. It's fine. We like having a lively show.
Your efforts. I fully appreciate it. Let's get together.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Brother and sister.
Well, God bless you. God bless you, and stay safe.
I'll hang up and listen in.
All right.
Absolutely. And before
you were saying, go ahead.
Right. I really want to know how much longer do we have before break, because I'm going to read this to everybody and it's going to take a few minutes.
How long, Mike? 6 minutes. 6 minutes
okay,
before break.
We've got enough. Okay.
Go.
To all of our listeners that believe in your unalienable right to have arms, listen up. Missouri Republicans vote to override the veto of gun bill. So, let me tell you what's happening in Missouri, people. This was reported on September the 14th by KansasCity.com. And thank you to one of my very favorite followers, JT3%. Got this to me actually as I was on the show. And this is what it says. It says, Jefferson City, for the second time Wednesday, Republicans turned to a parliamentary maneuver to kill a Democratic filibuster and force a vote on a bill. This time, to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a bill eliminating training and permit requirements to carry a concealed gun in public. The maneuver known as calling the previous question was once rarely used, only 5 times in the Senate from 1970 to 2001, when Republicans captured the majority, but it's now been used 5 times since 2014, including 3 times this year. After shutting down the debate Wednesday, the Senate vetoed to override the governor's veto on a 24-6 party line vote. The bill moved to the House, where it was quickly approved, 112-41. It becomes law in 30 days. So everybody, previously, gun owners could carry a concealed weapon in public by passing a criminal background check. Oh, there's that OPM thing coming. And a gun safety training class in order to get a permit. On the final day of 2016, legislative session, lawmakers approved a bill eliminating those requirements and allowing someone to carry a concealed firearm in public without, guess what, without a permit. You heard it,
yes,
right.
Yes.
So Nixon vetoed the bill because he said it would allow individuals to legally carry a concealed firearm even though they have been or would have been denied a permit because of their background check revealed criminal offenses or caused the sheriff to believe that they posed a danger, unquote. Yeah. Joining Nixon in opposing the bill were the groups representing law enforcement officers around the state, such as Missouri Police Chiefs Association. So everybody hear that? They're not constitutional. Along with the state's four Catholic bishops. Oops, they're not constitutional. Can we talk about judicial vicars?
Oh!
Proponents have argued that the change is about public safety. The legislation, according to the National Rifle Association, seeks to expand the fundamental right to self-defense of Missourians and strengthen their ability to protect themselves and their families. Oh, and not be, let me just add this, this is not in the article, and not be data breached by OPM. Okay.
So, go on, Missouri!
And Senator Brian Munslinger, if I pronounced that wrong, I apologize, a Republican from Lewis County who sponsored the bill, said it simply will allow law-abiding citizens to protect themselves from criminals, unquote. I am not going to read the rest of this. So congratulations, Missouri. You will be legally, you heard me, because you've already been lawfully allowed. So you will be legally allowed to conceal carry in 30 days without...
Well, they always were. They always were. That's the truth. The
no,
truth
I said,
is,
legally and lawfully is two different things, Tom.
Well, yes, yes, yes. That's
they've
true.
They've lawfully been allowed to, but legally yes. They haven't. Now they're going to be both. So congratulations to Missouri. Anybody else out there would like to call in and give some comments and talk about maybe the OPM breach, talk about the Hillary Clinton email scandal if you would like, or even discuss the Missouri victory for all people's unalienable rights, because as we all know, the state constitutions limit the state, not the people. The federal
constitution. That's right.
Limits the federal, not the state, and not the people. It is not a Bill of Rights. It is a Bill of Limitations. So
yes.
Anyone would like to call in, we would love to hear you. Call in.
God bless Missouri.
Yeah. So call in lines are 512-716-1603, or you can call in to 512-716-1883, or 512-716-1897. We want to hear what you think.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear what you think about the OPM data breach. Can it possibly affect you? I know it can affect you, Tom. I know it can affect me.
Yep. Well, sure can. And on that, we're going to go to break. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Tom Lackabara Stewart, Lori Anderson. We will be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over. And you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare. Don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, close the sea of tears. With no provision, but no
Resurrect Republic.
Close the straits of fear.
Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart, and I'm joined by Lori Anderson. Please go to resurrectorepublic.com, click on that PayPal button, send us your support. You are the only way we get paid, so keep in mind we are listener funded. Keep that in mind, folks. All right, now we're back into it. I do believe we have another caller on the lines. You did ask for callers, and here we have Pat in Texas.
Hi, Pat. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Did you say that they don't have to register them now?
In Missouri, in 30 days, they do not have to register. They do not have to get a background check. And they do not, they do not have to complete the gun safety training class either in order to get a permit.
Wow. Well, I was looking at some little thing I had that's already been eaten up by bugs from 1991, and it said the Czechs had to register their guns, and the Poles had to register their guns. It's just a way of letting people know you have one.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care how they say, well, that information's confidential. Not really.
Right? We know that now, don't we?
Yeah, you've been talking about it all night. Nothing's confidential anymore.
Right, okay. And then, you know, it always does lead to the confiscation issue, and you know, a lot of people think that, oh, that's just hyperbole, but a while back I was covering the UNSATT with Tom when everybody was focused on the Orlando shooting over there against the quote-unquote ISIS murder at the gay nightclub. What was actually going on is there was a UNODA meeting being held in New York to disarm American people.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the guy who shot Reagan, he got his gun legally, so...
Yep. And it was a 22. And it was a 22.
Yeah. And really, when it comes down to all this, there is no such thing as government permission anyway, because there is a restriction upon government to where there is a right involved. No rulemaking is allowed, period, period, period.
Who's the government anyway? We found out during Obamacare that anybody got exempted.
Yeah.
I'll let other people get on. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, dear.
Be sure to call back.
Yes, ma'am.
So, if we have any other callers, please feel free to call us. We'd love to engage in conversation with our listeners. We love your support. So, Tom, what do you think about? Isn't that great that Missouri, you know, states are
Well, I think it's a step. But I'm going to be honest. I'm going to rain on the parade just a little tiny bit. It says that they don't have to do this, that, and the other thing to get their what? Their permit.
Right.
No, to get their permit
to
conceal carry. Well, excuse me, but why do they need to get a permit at all? That is my two cents into this, because as far as I'm concerned, the Second Amendment is a restriction upon government. Government is not allowed to require any permit whatsoever.
Right.
Even felons that used to get out of prison
in
the state of Florida used to be given a mule, either a pistol or a rifle, I forget, and a $20 gold piece. And when you did your time was up. That was even a felon. So we're talking about people that have never committed a crime before in their lives having to still request from the government. Now, I do say it is a big step in the right direction. However, in light of the situation that we've just seen with the there is no such thing anymore. There is not one government official that can look any of us straight in the eye and say that there is any such thing as secure data in the hands of federalists.
It
just doesn't exist.
Well, I will tell you something else this bill does, Tom, okay? Because I said I wasn't going to read the rest of it, but I'm gonna go down and let you know, because it also says that the wide-ranging bill would also reduce the penalty for carrying a firearm into buildings where it is not allowed from a felony to a misdemeanor and implement a so-called stand your ground law, in other words, the Castle Doctrine. It's going to expand the Castle Doctrine to permit, don't you love that, invited guests in a home to use deadly force on intruders. Well, I don't need that permission, because if you come into my home and you're not invited,
you're aced.
I know you're there to hurt me. I've got news for you. I am not a female that is going to scream for help. I'm going to exercise very strongly my Second Amendment. Okay.
I'm going to become like a Swiss man. I'm going to become like a Swiss man and make cheese out of you.
Well, you know, and I am a very calm individual, but if you break into my home and I know that you are a threat to me, I will defend myself at all costs. And I do mean that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And it's not, you know what? It's not just confined to your home either.
Anywhere
that you are, you have the inalienable right to defend yourself that is not given to you by a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. or any state house. You have that right, period. As long as you're acting in honor and you're not harming anyone else and you're not putting anyone else in danger. Just like that young lady from Texas, I remember her
telling her story about how that man drove through the front of that place that her and her parents were eating, the madman. You can't control a madman. A madman can get a gun anywhere in the black market. And this guy drove through the front of this building and starts shooting people. Mm-hmm. She went to go reach for her pistol instinctively in her purse. And, yep, it was in her truck. And her mother and father died that day. And I can assure all of you out there, it wouldn't be my mother and father that would be dead. Right. No way.
And you know, and she went on to speak, I believe it was in the Texas legislature, and she told him, I don't blame the criminal, I blame you, because you're the one who disarmed me, not the criminal. He was a psychotic, rabid,
a nutcase
individual. You are the ones who stopped me from being able to protect my... And by the way, wasn't it their 40th... It was either their 40th or 50th wedding anniversary that day that they were murdered.
Yeah,
that was really sad.
Yep.
Very sad situation.
You can't get angry at a schizophrenic for thinking that they're Napoleon.
Right.
You can't get angry at some madman for doing some stupid act. And when it comes down to it, that chick out there in Las Vegas, in your neck of the woods there, Chris, she got behind the wheel of a car and she just turned right into traffic. She was nuts. She just turned right into traffic and mowed people down like she was in a lawnmower and just... At any point in time, this whole thing with gun violence, which is a progressive created term that doesn't even exist, there is no such thing. It requires the action of a human or an animal to commit violence upon something or someone.
Right, it's an action.
Yep, and it has been as old as the dawn of time.
Right.
From knives, swords, and even stones. What is it? We're going to call it stone violence, or I mean, even domestic violence. Yeah, you know, when you raise your hand to another human being that has not put your life in danger, and you strike them, you're wrong. Period. It is the action of the individual, and they want this collectivist view that it's not the individual. It's, and of course, none of these people want to take individual responsibility for anything. Mm-hmm. They want to blame everything. They want their little safe spaces, these special little snowflakes they have out there. They want their little safe zones and safe spaces. And universities aren't an intellectual environment anymore. They're a home created to make people feel safe. Get the hell out of here.
I create my own safe space.
Yes, I do too. It's called Smith and Wesson and Armalite.
You know, I'm going to tell you something funny because, it's no secret that I carry, you know.
Yep.
So some of the neighbors that have gotten to know me, some of them used to be terrified of weapons. And, of course, they now are not because I have educated them. And they've seen that, okay, it's not the weapon. They realize now assault weapon is a joke because assault is a verb.
Yep.
And it is an action. And a weapon is a tool.
I have never seen an AR-15 jump up off a table and smack someone in the mouth.
If you do, record it, because I'm going to tell you we will become very wealthy. And I would like to see the first gun sit on the stand as a defendant, to be honest with you, since, you know, it is an assault weapon and it's the what creates the problem. Then why can't it be tried in a court of law? So anyway,
great argument.
This neighbor... And anyone who knows anything about me, you can probably tell from my pictures, I'm not a tall person, people. I am very short. So I am literally just barely above 5 foot, okay? I mean, not above 5 foot, under 5 foot. Excuse me, I told a fib and I didn't mean to. I am actually 4'11 and a half feet tall. So, and I carry my .45 on my side all the time. So I have gotten a nickname from some of the neighbors, and they call me Annie Oakley.
Annie Oakley.
Funny, because, you know, thank God I have never, ever, ever had to pull my weapon on somebody. Am I prepared? Yes. Am I trained? Yes. Do I ever want to have to do that? No, and I pray to God it stays that way. But I am prepared just in case.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know, that's what I want to talk to ladies out there about, because there's a lot of ladies out there that want to say women's rights.
Oh, give me a break.
No. Work with me here, Tom.
I will.
I'm
going
to tell you something about women's rights. Is not your ultimate right to be able to protect your life and the life of your offspring?
It's a responsibility.
It is not only your responsibility, it is your duty, and it is your right.
Yes.
It is. You are mandated maternally, you know, and how anyone can say that they are for women's rights and for gun control, that false sense of security is beyond me. Because
Orwellian groupthink.
If you try to disarm me from being able to protect my children that are with me, or my grandchildren that are with me, or my family members that are with me, or my friends that are with me, or even people whom are not related to me, and or me to protect myself, then you are not pro-women's rights, period.
Well, now, we're talking about a whole different kind of feminism. I know.
But I'm just, you know, we have to do that rules for radicals in reverse. Okay,
yes.
So
yes,
let's get the truth back on them, and let's hold them to their own little propaganda stuff. Let's hold them to their little quotes. Women's rights. It is my right to not have to go in public unarmed to possibly be raped by some daggone criminal, or to be attacked, or to be murdered by some nut job.
Did you say daggone?
Yes.
I love you.
Yes,
okay. Oh, the daggum criminals.
Yeah, and I'm talking about real criminals. I'm not talking about the code criminals, you know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the ones that really go after people. And then what kills me with this is people really want, on the other side, they really want us to support all this stuff while they want us to get permission from the ATF, by the way, who's probably also been breached because it is a government agency.
Yep.
By OPM, and they want us to get permission from the ATF, who openly has been busted running not only guns, but stronger munitions to Mexican drug cartels and other agencies. The DEA has been busted, and CIA also has been busted trafficking drugs into our union. So
yep.
Please explain to me why I'm going to ask another criminal for permission to...
Isn't that insane?
That is definitely the definition of insanity, Tom.
You've raped me, you've pillaged me, you've fleeced me. Can I have permission to get the hell out of here?
Right. Why am I going to ask permission from a criminal if I can have something to protect myself?
Yeah. And the shame of it is that there are a lot of good people working for these various agencies. I've met them, I've talked to them.
Yeah, they've just been exposed. Now, there's an internal fight. You and I would agree with that. There's an internal fight within almost every one of these agencies, because you have the good ones and then you have the corrupt ones, and the good ones are really trying to fight internally.
Well, they're running them off. They are running them off by... Oh, my God, they're running them off.
And now the good ones... You know, the good ones, even the bad ones, their information out there, their family's information out there, their kids' information, their grandkids' information, their neighbors' information, you know. And then what about NSA?
Congratulations, Tom? Uncle Sam.
Thank you, Patriot Act. What about NSA?
Oh, don't even get me started.
Right.
So then the data centers.
Emails, phone records. What else do they have, Tom?
Oh, wow.
Right. Ed is back on. Would you like to pick him up? Because go ahead and come on in on the call, Ed.
Ed, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I got some information I'd like to share.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Something to look up. What would everybody say if Miss Hillary was already dead?
Ah, who cares?
Well, wait a minute.
Not soon enough.
A New York news station leaked it, and all of a sudden, when they leaked it, they cut off the show.
Yeah, I've known that for 2 days now. Yeah,
there was rumors that stemmed out of that because of the collapse.
Yeah. All it's distraction, brother, from what we talked about tonight.
Look, she's got a double that makes $10,000 a month,
right?
Yeah.
Now that's pretty steep monthly pay. I wish I made got money like that for doing something.
Okay.
Look, man. Don't get distracted. Don't get distracted by the bread and circus, saying, man.
I don't take everything.
I could care less. I'll even give you for instance. I could care less if a phantasm came and inserted himself via her anus and she became a completely different person. I don't care. You know why I don't care, Ed? I don't care because these puppets, we have been giving them far too much attention, and we have been giving them far too much of our time and our consideration. If she has a body double, I say to her body double, I hope you do a better job than that hag did.
Well, I can tell you, Tom, for the body double thing, it's pretty obvious that she does. And I'll tell you why. The body double is thinner than Hillary.
But you know what? Here's what I'm saying, though, folks. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
We need to do everything from local and move it up. And that is really what the issue has been this entire time, I think, is what Tom is trying to get you to understand. Because
we have had the largest security breach
in Washington.
Yep, we have had the largest security breach in our nation's history, and it is Washington, D.C., and the Office of the Presidency, and every other agency out there known to us. It is a wrap. It's a wrap. They have no trust. They have no authority. They have no security. They have now can be compromised in a myriad of variety of forms. They have lost any legitimacy that they have. And I tell you, if I was the governor of any given state, I would publicly declare my separation from that behemoth of a monstrosity, whatever you want to call it. I would declare myself for the state security of the nation state that the governor governs. I would declare myself completely severed from any computer system, from any jurisdiction, from anything and everything related to Washington, D.C. I would say, you know what? Keep the 10-mile square and stick it where the sun doesn't shine. What difference does it make at this point?
And Tom, to be honest with you, because of that corporation has broken their agreement with the states because they haven't held with their agreement for the immigration. They haven't held with their agreement for the security. They haven't held with their agreement about all sorts of other things. They violated the contract, so they breached the contract.
Yep.
So thus they could pull away from because of breach of contract.
What does it say in the Declaration about when they become destructive to the means by which they were created, it is our right and our duty. Sorry. And I will go by that document. Overrides every single law out there. People, you know what? We don't talk about the Declaration of Independence enough. It absolutely and completely overrides anything and everything once you discover that they have become destructive to the means and purpose by which they were created, was to protect and preserve the rights and liberties of the people, and I would consider national security to be a number one priority in that task. It is a wrap. Declaration of Independence time, that's what it is.
Well, see, I mean, Lori made a good statement. If you look at the decades of breach of contracts alone to each and individual state, that gives the state nullification automatically because they can just arrest the agreement. You breach contract, bye-bye.
Yep. Mm-hmm. See ya.
And you take it to court, guess what? And you're going to pay the bill because you're going to be proven guilty, and you're going to have to pay the bill too. So why don't you just pick up and go bye?
consider the source, though, in the, exactly. these courts, because yeah. you don't get any kind of just verdict in these courts. What we have, we already have justice in the declaration itself. What we need to do is we need to find, and for lack of a better term or word, we need to find the balls to enforce it.
Well, see, here's the thing, Lori, or yes. Tom, if anybody, like with Lori and Chris Ann Hall, put them, you know what a friend of mine says, why aren't people putting liens on people? He says,
right.
he says that used to be a big thing back in the 50s and 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm. They didn't take you to court. They just put a lien on you.
Yeah.
And that just froze everything. That just stops you right dead in your tracks. He goes, when you can't get into your account, you can't sell or buy anything on your property or nothing, he goes, then that even forces the court's hand to actually uphold the laws upon it. And he says, it's simple, it's cheap, and he says it saves a hell of a lot of headache.
Right, and but you have to be very careful when you do that, because there have been individuals who have done it, and I think that's probably why it's kind of faded off a little bit, because they didn't dot their I's and cross their T's, so they ended up going to jail for doing those liens against certain judges, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but you know what? They wrongfully went to jail, just like these Carl
yeah,
Swenson down there.
Yeah.
Carl Swenson in Georgia, where he walked in to do a citizen's yeah. arrest. Well, I read a piece on that. And it actually said, they actually said, well, who does a citizen's arrest in today's day and age?
Yes, yes. Excuse and I'm going to be doing an interview with him and Judge Nelly very
good,
soon.
Good, good. Yes. Very good. Because when I heard that, who does yep. a citizen's arrest in today's day and age? That's your argument?
It was just
that's your argument? Yes. Really?
Yes, it did, yeah.
Who exercises their First Amendment right to free speech these days? It's so antiquated, isn't it?
But citizens' arrest Jesus. is in every state's judicial books.
Yes, it
yep.
is.
Yep.
And they did every bit of it lawfully. Every
yep,
every
right by the book. They're using their law. Using their laws. Yes.
And their codes. Yeah, theirs yep. isn't law. Theirs is codes, Tom.
Yes.
See, the thing is, it was just something I brought up just. Because people are feeling, okay, they would like to see what the world's doing here. You know, right. like Britain did the Brexit, and Iceland took their country and bank and government back. And it's happening around us, and bits
sure.
and pieces here are happening. But the thing is, I'm trying to give some hope to people to where they said, okay, well, this is what we can do.
Well, there's some breaking stuff that's going to be coming up soon. I cannot speak of it yet, but I promise you it will be on this radio show when it is allowed to be public.
Yep.
Well, you know, I mean, I know because when I, you know, I always...
There's
I
a
mean,
lot
honestly,
happening behind the scenes, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, Ed, there's a lot going on that we're not allowed to speak about yet.
Well, if I can do anything to help, let me know.
I appreciate that,
Brent,
brother. You do.
Next.
You do.
Thank you for calling. Join
yep.
us next time, everybody.
Yep. ResurrectRepublic.com. Click on that PayPal button and help us out. You are our life's blood. We will be back. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. Tom Lackabarra Stewart and Lori Anderson. Lori Anderson, God bless you.
Good night, everybody. God bless. Semper Fidelis. And always watch your backs.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night, everybody.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract. And in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.